Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our 9th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about chunking and the importance of building neural networks in your brain. Chunking was first proposed in 1956 by a scientist named George Miller. Miller proposed this as a concept to increase our short-term memory. For those of you who are budding neurologists, you may know that our short-term memory is normally only able to hold about 7 important bits of information. In fact, Miller's paper is titled "The Magical Number 7, plus or minus 2. Some limits on our capacity for processing information." In this paper, he introduced the idea of chunking as a way of expanding this, by connecting related information in related chunks in your brain. The more neural networks or chunks you build and link together in your brain, the more likely you can hook new information onto the old information and remember it longer. You might be asking yourself, well, what is a memory anyway, and how does it relate to chunking? Well, research shows that a memory is a series of networks in our brain where our neurons are connected through bridges called synapses. These networks or pathways are established through repetition and learning, and the more you use or review the information, the stronger the links and synapses become, and the more likely you will remember it. As you build your memory, you can add to these related neural networks and chunks. It is particularly helpful to add information to previously established chunks or knowledge. When we chunk information, scientists feel we start to shift it from short-term memory to long-term memory. On an exam, and for your career, you want this information to go to your long-term memory. This is where you need to recall it from on that exam. One way to chunk new information is to tie it to something we already know. This is why instructors often try to tie new information to everyday life. We tend to remember the information better in a story that we can relate to than if we are just trying to memorize it alone. I personally will tell my students stories when I can, as we go over new material. They might not remember the info if they try to learn it alone, but if I can tie it to a story in everyday life, they will likely remember the story, and that will help them recall that crucial information on the exam. So next time you are studying, try to remember and apply the idea of chunking by tying new related information to the chunks you have already established in your brain. This is sure to help as you take those next exams. Happy studying, everyone.